And now,
it's time for
Inside Conan, an important Hollywood podcast.
Hey, welcome back to Inside Conan.
My name is Mike Sweeney. I'm a writer on The Conan Show, and I'm joined by another writer in The Conan Show.
Jesse Gaskell.
Hello, Jesse.
Hi, Sweeney.
It's nice to see you.
Yeah, you
too. And hear you. How's isolation going?
Pretty good. I have a new project.
Yeah.
I am sanding down an IKEA dresser.
Oh.
So this is one of the rare IKEA. It's the Hemnes.
Oh, Hemnes. Yes.
Yeah.
That's a higher end.
It is actually because it's made from real wood. I looked online and there are like hundreds of people have made over these dressers and they look amazing. You can sand it down and then stain it like it's real wood.
Just promise me you won't become friendly or reach in a chat group with this group of people that sand down IKEA furniture. I just think it's a bad road to go down.
Right. What are you up to this week?
I'm putting off jumping into a new jigsaw puzzle because
you don't want to use them all up too fast.
No. This one is a different crustacean, so that seems exciting. Ooh. That should get me to Thursday. And then I'm reading a lot. And of course, I'm watching a lot of television.
Yeah.
But only at night. I think that's really shows a lot of discipline on my part. The 4 hours are all at night.
I know. I do this. For some reason, I'm still able to wait to start drinking and watching TV until nighttime.
Yeah.
Well, let's get right into it.
We have to. We have to wrap up. Our guest today, this was taped back in early February in an alternate universe.
Yes.
We were all in a room together at Warner Brothers Studio, which is still mothballed.
Yeah. Do you have any word on when we'll get to go back there? Because
I have no
idea. Left food in my office. I don't feel good about the way that I left things because I didn't know that we were going to be
gone.
That'll
be a fun experiment to see what you've got growing when you get back.
That's true. All my plants are dead, but there's a whole other ecosystem.
But yes, we recorded this back in February with J.B. Smoove. He had just been a guest on the show an hour earlier. And
he still had a lot of gas in the tank for
us. I felt like it was a direct continuation of the interview. He had more to say. And we kind of held on for dear life.
Get him going, you just buckle up and
it's fantastic.
Hope for the best. It was really fun to talk to him. Well, would say to listen to him talk.
And very timely, he talked about traveling the country in an RV.
Which is kind of the only way to travel right now.
I know it's a little controversial. I think it's okay to travel in an RV as long as you never leave the RV.
So anyway, without further ado, here's our interview with the great J.B. Smoove.
I love podcast.
Yeah, see.
You know, in fact, my wife and I are starting one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's it going to be about?
I don't know if I told you guys, I do a lot of cool parties. I do a big New Year's party every year.
Where's my invite?
And I do.
Oh, you mean you personally throw great parties?
Yeah, we like entertaining a lot. Right.
But wait, can we be doing this on the?
Yeah. Do you want to wear headphones or will that mess with your hat?
This comes off.
It's up to you.
I know. No one will appreciate that.
Yeah.
You know, a hat is cool when you can see that shit on
people,
radio.
Yeah. Yes. People sense.
This hat might transcend.
That's a bad damn outfit and a badass hat.
You can tell when people are wearing hats. You
know, yeah,
that's how cool I am sometimes.
Oh my gosh.
See me on radio and on podcast. You see me.
You see that.
Yeah.
You feel it.
Yes.
You feel the power and the essence of J.B. Smoove.
You don't even have to say your name. People know who you are.
Energy.
Just the second they hear that voice.
Give off a certain energy. It's like a stink. It's an odor.
It's half stink, half odor.
People would think that's an oxymoron.
Right.
But that's the difference between like naked and nude. See? Nude sounds classy.
Yeah.
Naked as hell or jet ass naked. See, that's a whole different category.
Yeah.
Naked and nude is two different things, goddammit.
Naked sounds like you've been locked out
back
of
in the
house.
Back in the days, those famous artists would paint people.
Yes.
Nobody in any of those goddamn paintings from that era, from those years.
The Renaissance.
No, that's a fucking good one.
Right?
Renaissance. Back in the Renaissance, nobody was naked, I promise.
Really?
They were all fully nude.
Fucking nude.
All fucking nude. Nobody was naked back then.
When did people start being naked?
I think Naked started around...
Am I saying
around
that right? Naked?
Sometime around when Two Live Crew came out.
Okay.
Somewhere around there. People were naked as hell.
So they invented it.
That's when the Renaissance
and
ended.
The term jet ass naked came up. Naked as shit. Fucking naked. See? That's all the same category.
Right.
You know, that's when the nakedness really took off. It took off. Yeah. But the Renaissance... Nude.
Fucking nude, you said, for
fucking
the Renaissance.
Nude. Fucking nude. Yeah, yeah. Nude is classy.
Yes.
There's certain classiness to it. Now, look, even if you was a streaker, you know, somebody said, oh, a streaker was running around nude today, everybody would go, oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that's class. I know.
That's class.
You see a streaker was running around jet ass naked,
like they were
fucking naked, running around in the street with a trench coat on.
That's trailer.
Slashing motherfuckers.
Trailer.
Now it's a whole different thing.
Trailer.
You going to jail for that shit. Yeah. You going to jail for being naked as hell.
Yeah, nude.
You,
is
get
like
a, people, you get a hug for being nude.
People pay people to be nude.
That's right.
Yeah.
When I'm going to tell you, when people are in an art class and you got students, you're laying around with an apple in your hand and you're laying around, they never say you naked as hell.
No, no.
You are nude.
You're nude, yeah.
And you're going to be, this class is going to paint a painting of you nude.
Yeah.
No teacher ever says, you guys are going to paint a naked as hell dude with this goddamn Johnson hanging out. No one ever says that shit.
But if you see that guy on the subway with the apple, he's naked.
If he has a trench, if you have a trench coat on, and you got an apple in your hand.
Well, then you're not naked or nude.
But if you flash somebody with that, and once you have an apple in your hand, you're considered nude. That's a different charge than naked as hell.
Yeah. That's hard. Do you put the apple down and then open the jacket, or do you?
No, you have it preset.
Okay, got it. You
have it. You just have one hand to hold it together.
Okay, got it.
You know,
and the apple in the other.
If a cop shows up, you got an apple in your hand. He's going to give you a warning and say, "Don't do this anymore." You know? Yeah, don't take it to the next level.
It sounds like you've experienced this, or
I know a lot
done
of
it stuff. Yourself.
Yeah,
yes,
I've been here several times.
Yes,
did you? A lot of motherfuckers think the word reincarnation. I've been here several times.
Do you feel that way?
On Earth,
fuck yeah, I do.
Really?
Let me tell you something.
Okay,
I know I have. You know what? I was in, when I was overseas, when I was shooting Spider-Man. First I went
which Spider-Man was this?
It's the last Spider-Man.
Oh, okay.
Far from home.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
I went to a wedding on the coast of Italy in Bari.
Ooh.
This amazing
That's the reason you're bringing
resort
this up.
Called the Borgo. It's called the Borgo.
Okay. Ooh.
It's new as shit, right?
Yeah.
And they made that motherfucker old.
Right.
It's amazing.
It's fake old.
It's fake old.
So they do like sponge paint on the walls and stuff?
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
And when you're you're
walking around and shit with little carts and shit.
No.
Oh, no. It's amazing. You would think you were walking around the streets of fucking like the 1900s. Something.
Who got married? Was it a celebrity?
Oh, my good friends, the Property Brothers.
Oh.
Yeah. Not both of them to each other, but the Property Brother.
The one with the beard.
Drew,
yes.
Drew was getting married out there and was amazing. Oh, my God.
What if he didn't invite Jonathan? What if they don't even talk?
If this is all a show, it's a show. It's a fucking show.
So you were at the Property Brothers wedding.
Oh, man. So what happened was, we left there. We went to Rome.
Yeah.
Went to Rome. Oh, my gosh. Rome is beautiful.
Yeah.
It's absolutely gorgeous. When I was in Rome, my wife and I went shopping. We went shopping. Little shops, little boutiques.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Do you like to shop?
Tatiano. And to throw caution to the wind, my real name is Jerry Angelo Brooks.
Okay.
See? Oh.
So the JB is a Jerry Brooks.
Right.
But the Jerry Angelo.
Does anyone know that this is an exciting fun fact?
Tatiano.
Yes.
Tatiano.
Angelo, yeah.
So I say that because every time I pulled out my passport when I was over there, everybody, the guy at the immigration would say, welcome back, Jerry Angelo. I said, you goddamn right, I'm back. I'm a worldly guy.
You are.
I'm very worldly. I think you got to be worldly nowadays. You got to have something. You got to be able to take your brain someplace else once in a while. People are so dormant in their
lives.
You
like to travel?
Fuck yeah. My wife and I, we love traveling.
Yeah.
My wife, Shaw. Baby. My baby out there. Hey, baby.
She's here. Hey.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Shaw.
Hey, boo. My wife, fine as hell.
She's really beautiful.
She's fine. She's fine.
You call her Boo Radley.
Congratulations.
You know what she, I like her for her mind.
You know what she calls me?
Jesse.
She calls me her husband.
What she call you?
Husbo.
Husbo.
That means I'm a husband and a boyfriend.
Aww.
You got to be a boyfriend sometimes.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's when you're still trying. You got to keep trying.
Yes. Once in a while, you got to be sitting at dinner and say, you got this or I got this, you know?
I'll Venmo you, yeah.
Your boyfriend they call us you get go
a room.
Dutch.
Sometimes they call us get a room. Get a room couple.
Still like that? How long have you been married?
You better do that shit. Once in a while, you want people to ride by on the street and you drive by and say, get a fucking room.
Right.
Oh, that's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
keeps your relationship spontaneous when someone rides by and say, get a fucking room.
I'm about to yell it now. She's all over you during this podcast.
Oh, God damn it.
She's safely in another room.
Yeah, man.
So what, she got another room.
She got her fucking room.
So how long have you been married?
We got married 7/7/07.
That's memorable.
Plus, you two were married in former lives, so that's a whole nother 58 years.
You don't count those years.
Yeah.
The nude years. You don't count the nude years.
So you guys are good travelers together because some couples.
That's
how you tell whether you like someone.
Here's how you know somebody. You're able to travel together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're able to do a home renovation together.
Oh.
Ah, good point.
You do that shit together. You fucking belong together.
I promise you.
Yeah.
Are you into interior decorating?
Yeah, I mean, he's friends with the property brothers.
We love it. We love it. Goddamn right. I'm going to tell you that fucking
way. Hey, how did you become friends with the property brothers?
What
the?
You know what? I'm going to tell you. It's weird because we know. When you're entertaining, we know a little bit of everybody.
Right.
Yeah.
The spectrum of people we know,
it
stretches so far.
Yeah.
I mean, it really does.
Yeah.
You know, it really does, which gives you this worldly thing. Mm-hmm. This worldly feel to your body.
Yeah.
You know? And we have tons of friends and we love to entertain. We love to, I told you I do a big New Year's party every year.
Oh, yeah.
And not to mention my goddamn 50th birthday party.
Oh.
My 50th birthday party was epic.
Yeah.
Wait, you're over 50?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
She fucking is beautiful.
My skin is all nice and moist.
Unbelievable.
I'm moist.
You are
moist. I hugged you earlier.
And I'm a full-time vegan. Now, my wife, she hasn't had meat in 20-something years.
Oh, wow.
Now, myself, I was full-time, part-time.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that I used to be
weekends.
I used to be
maybe
part-time.
Yeah.
So my old title was I was part-time vegan, full-time carnivore. That was my title.
Mm.
I would eat. You know, I would eat wings and shit
when you're not
a husband. But sometimes you wouldn't eat
late night. You know, you travel the road doing stuff. Right. You gotta eat that bullshit late at night.
Yeah.
You know, that's how we do.
Yeah.
So 2 years ago on New Year's night, I became a full-time vegan.
Wow.
So
did you announce it at the party? Or just,
yeah, I did. I know. I announced it that night.
Yeah.
I said, everybody, you know, I'm about to be a full-time vegan.
Yeah.
And my wife was like,
husbands.
Look at you.
So did you have like a last supper of meat at New Year's?
I'm gonna tell you the last thing I did. I won't name the restaurant, but I was at this famous restaurant that sells a lot of goddamn wings. Right? And I was sitting in there watching the football game. And I always order 10 teriyaki and 10 barbecue with extra celery sticks and extra carrot sticks.
What's this Hooters?
We won't say that. So I was sitting there watching the game.
Yeah.
And I'm fucking these wings up. I might have got in 5 teriyaki and maybe I started my run on my barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like 3 or 4 in on a barbecue. And then I'm licking my fingers. They give you little wet ones, so you can keep wiping your hands.
Yeah.
A moist towelette.
That's why you're always moist.
You fucking right, I do. So, they should give you more of those. You shouldn't have to keep opening fucking packets up.
No.
Yeah.
Those moist towelettes should come like Post-its. Or you could just tear one off. Now, those two should get together. That's a company. Those two should team up and make Post-it goddamn wet ones.
You should run this company.
I think of shit all the time like that.
Yeah.
I hope you know the host of Shark Tank, too.
Oh, I need to go on Shark Tank.
Yeah.
Fuck that. I had one idea to go on Shark Tank and make a pizza table. It's a pizza restaurant that the table is made out of fucking pizza. And you eat the fucking table. You eat the goddamn table.
So you don't even order. You just sit down and eat.
You just order the pizza. And first you sit down.
Yeah.
All you have is the podium. It's a pole and a few chairs and a pole. And they come out there and the table is made out of fucking pizza.
Right.
And they put the fucking pizza on top of the little pole. And everybody eats around that shit.
Fantastic.
Just eat that fucking pizza. So my 50th birthday party, oh my God. You know how you hear about a party, people always use this term, setting the bar.
Yes.
Set the fucking bar.
Yeah.
Right? Here's what I did. I set the bar with my party.
Yeah.
Then I jumped up there, grabbed the bar, and did pull-ups on that motherfucker. That's my ass. That goddamn party, you do pull-ups on that fucking bar.
How many pull-ups?
Yeah.
I did 50, of course.
Oh, okay. Oh, of course.
This party is epic. I can't do, I'm not going to get that dude fucking 5 pull-ups like a fucking idiot. You knock out 50. If you're going to set the bar, you do 50 fucking pull-ups on that goddamn bar. You just set that fucking bar.
I just picture Larry you and your wife and Larry and came the property
party.
Brothers.
Larry Who did? Came, my, Larry
oh, Larry.
Came my party.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Larry ass came to my fucking 50th birthday
yeah.
party.
Yeah.
I called him. This is what I told him.
You know what? Don't Larry give him that came, much power.
Look, like, no offense to anybody in this goddamn room.
Yeah.
But I told Larry, Larry, you came to my fucking party. White man early. This motherfucker came to my party like
he was out of there by 7.
Like 2 hours early.
Oh.
Seriously?
No. Oh, you mean not?
No, he came to my fucking party 2 hours early.
What?
Oh,
what the fuck is wrong with him?
That's
so look.
Did he help set up?
I had a party planner.
Yeah.
So I'm in my had a hotel room in the hotel.
Yeah.
My party was in the ballroom downstairs.
Oh, wow.
So, man, this party was fucking epic.
Man. That was smart not to do it in your house.
It was a burlesque casino classic man party. Fucking A.
What was the last phrase? Party.
Classic man.
Oh, wow.
Dude, this is classic man.
Yeah.
Okay. This shit I wear. Classic mm-hmm. man look. Very throwback. Mm-hmm. 40s, mm-hmm. you know. Heyday. So Larry came 2 hours early. This so I'm in. I'm upstairs
rude,
in a hotel
actually.
Room getting
it's
dressed.
Very rude.
That's
getting,
awful.
Getting yeah. dressed for my party, my yeah. extravaganza. Now my party planner calls the room and says someone wants to talk to you. And hands a fucking phone to Larry.
No.
Larry's like,
I'm not impressed.
I'm not impressed.
No one's here yet.
Where are you?
Right.
I said, where am I? So I'm in a fucking room getting dressed. I just got out of the shower. Why aren't you down here? I said, Larry, you fucking early. Who comes that early to anybody's party?
Right.
You should
a
come,
narcissist.
You should come down here. I should come down here, really, and sit there and wait for people to come in the door? You know, that's depressing. What if nobody shows the fuck up? I'll sit down there with your ass the whole goddamn time.
So did he have the time wrong? He had the time wrong, right? Or is
no.
he just... So is he trying to
fuck
come
it,
up with
no.
new just, scenarios no. for the show? Is he always trying to write
no,
the show?
No, he wasn't just a mistake. That's what the fuck he did.
It's just like, I'm going to come and you're going to work around me.
It's like a power
early.
Move.
I said, why are you so goddamn early?
I hope you quit the show.
And he's right walking there. Around with his hands in his fucking pocket. You know, he's too early. So I walk in the party, man. We're dancing through the party, having a good-ass time. And Larry is walking right behind me on my heels with his hands in his pocket, little suit jacket pulled back. Typical Larry shit. Like, you know, he does a little thing. Follows me all the way to the fucking stage.
Really?
Yeah. My
did he
guy
want to
who
do
was,
a type five?
My guy who was hosting the party, he hands Larry a microphone. So me and Larry are standing there with microphones. He said, he quieted the crowd down. Everybody be quiet. Where are you? You come late to your own party?
Oh, no.
I said, don't do that shit, Larry. Don't fucking do that shit. I said, Larry, this is a black party. No one comes that fucking early to a goddamn party, number one. We had an argument, typical Curb moment.
Right.
Yeah.
Banter back and forth. People fucking losing it. They see this shit live. A live banter between me and Larry and a full argument about why the fuck I'm late to my own goddamn party. Now, then he leaves the stage. Now, this was between our seasons. So everybody was wondering if Larry was coming back or not.
Right.
So I said, Larry, you come up here, interrupt my fucking party. You've been here for 3 hours, 2 hours too goddamn early. So people need to answer. Are we coming back? Or not. Give these people something, Larry. He stops. The crowd goes quiet. You hear a pin drop. He has the microphone in his hand. Yeah. But you get killed off in the first episode. Said Larry, fucking asshole. But the party was lit.
You two were on stage and Jeff Garland didn't come up on stage? I can't believe that.
No one's going to interrupt that moment. That fucking moment right there. No. Golden. It was
sounds
golden.
Magical.
I had ice sculptures and shit.
Oh, I was going to ask.
JB50, JB50. I had hashtags. My wife and I, we shot birthday videos. We everybody who RSVP'd, we would send them an update video. Oh, the fucking videos were fucking spectacular. No, this was a... And we don't play around. Yeah. We know how to fucking do a shindig, goddammit.
And Larry David was the last one to leave.
You know, he was the first one to leave.
Yeah. Of course.
He said, oh, all right, okay, I gotta go.
I think I get it.
I get it. But Noah, he had such a great time. He said, you know what? What a great time tonight. He told me later, he said, you know what? Next time you have one of those parties, you let me know. I'm gonna come again.
But tell him the wrong time.
Yes.
Tell him the wrong fucking time.
It starts at midnight.
Damn you, Larry.
One reason we wanted to talk to you was because I think in some ways, well, you tell me, you had a connection with Conan early on.
I did have a connection with Conan
early
on. You know, when I worked at SNL.
You were a writer at SNL.
Yeah. A writer at SNL, 04, 5, and 6. Mm-hmm. But also, Conan was in this movie called Tomorrow Night. Oh, yes. It was a black and white movie. Yes, indeed.
He's not that old.
Yeah. No, but you know.
A fancy one.
It was a Louis C.K. movie called Tomorrow Night.
Yeah.
And we were, and Conan did a little spot in the movie years ago. Yeah. You're talking about, that must have been like, goddamn.
Late 90s.
Okay. Easily late 90s. And so I ended up getting a job at, I auditioned for SNL. And I ended up getting, I was one of the last three people that year. It was myself.
To get hired as a writer?
Keenan and Finesse Mitchell.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we did our NBC test.
Yeah.
And they ended up going with those two guys. So I go back to LA and they call me. So I end up, and they call me and say, hey, you want to come in as a writer?
Oh.
I said, okay, cool. Yeah.
And you, so you had already moved out to LA?
I was living in LA when I auditioned.
Oh, okay.
Wow. So I said, wow. So then I end up, my wife and I, we packed up our stuff and we moved back to New York.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Holy shit. Back to New York. So, and what happened was, she was my fiance at the time. So what happened was we moved to New York and ended up as a writer, 04, 5, and 6.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I'm a New Yorker, so I had the New York hustle.
Right.
So what I would do is this. When I got there, my thing was this. You got to hustle. So I had a job as a writer. Mm-hmm. Right, I did a warm up on the show for 2 seasons.
Oh,
yeah,
I did the warm up 1 season.
Yeah, I did.
That's great.
I was in monologues here and there.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. And I did Conan O'Brien.
Right,
who was downstairs.
Yeah,
right,
same NBC. Building.
I did it maybe 10, 11 times. I think.
Yes,
I did it a bunch of times. So it was one of those things where I guess you guys found out I was upstairs writing, and we had a history already. And next thing you know,
there was a writer on our show, Michael Komen, who actually, after he left, ended up working at SNL eventually. But I remember he's saying, oh, there's this hilarious writer on SNL, J.B. Smoove, and he wanted to put you in a sketch. Mm. And it's like, okay, great. And you just blew everyone away. And we started.
Every day
we started putting you in like 3 times a week. And didn't SNL like push back or something?
Yeah, were they mad about this?
No, what happened was they were just, you know, and
because they
would call my extension directly.
Right.
And I would say, okay, cool. I'll come down here.
Yeah, yeah.
And then.
Because you were 2 floors above us.
2 floors above
us. We're on the 6th floor and the studio SNL is 8th and your offices are in 17th.
Yep.
Yeah.
So would you just say, I'm going to go to the bathroom?
Right. No, what happened? Lauren started calling my phone and he said, JB, Conan wants to use you for a sketch. You
know, right.
Do a sketch and come back up. Right. I would just go down there. You guys would call me. I would say, shit, I'm happy to be on camera.
Yeah.
I'll go downstairs, do a sketch, and come on back up, laugh my ass off with you guys. And I loved it, man.
Oh, we couldn't believe it.
I loved it, man. I freaking used to, you guys have always been amazing. And the sketches you guys have come up with, man, let me tell you, were freaking amazing and hilarious. Remember I went as, was it Frovember or... What was it? It was like, was it Frovember?
I don't know.
We have to look this up.
Frovember.
We'll look it up. Frovember.
Yeah. Something like that.
Okay.
Anyway, I don't think I even had a line. I just walked through.
Oh,
I had a fro, and I had a black like Shaft outfit on. It was like Frovember.
Okay.
It was like,
we'll look it up.
Look it up. And I did one as a desk man.
Desk man.
Oh,
desk
man.
I was a superhero with a cape and I was dressed as a desk.
Right. Because I think a guy named Hammerman destroyed Conan's desk.
Yes.
And he goes, now what am I going to do? And then you came in.
Oh, God.
As desk
so
man.
So many good ones.
Get to the good ones.
I used to know.
No, desk man was
funny. They were all hilarious.
Yeah,
man.
No, you were, oh man. The writers all the it was just like where did you come from? You're just like this amazing performer who could just and you just killed every time.
I loved it, man. You guys would set me up so well.
Yeah,
you know, and I appreciate that you guys would call me for certain things that you knew I could really have fun
with. Right.
And, that's always kind of been a situation. So me and Conan have a nice long history.
Yeah.
You know, and then when you guys moved here and started working from here, you know, I followed the whole journey.
Yeah.
I remember you guys did the promos with Conan running across the country.
Right.
So goddamn funny.
Right. And that got shot in 2 days.
I loved it, man. It was so fun. Oh.
But we followed you too. So, because you, so then you left SNL, and then I think you worked on Everyone Hates Chris.
Oh,
Chris.
Yeah, I did Curb. And then I did Till Death. Oh, I had several shows. I did something on CBS called The DeMarcos. I did Cedric the Entertainer Presents. I did Till Death.
Let's not rush the DeMarc past the DeMarcos.
Oh, man, I love that show.
That's what we're building to.
Oh, I love that show. Valley Harper was on that show.
Oh, all right, great.
She's great.
So, yeah. You know, and it's always been great because I get a chance to, you know, continue my journey. But at the same time, I get a chance to hang out with you guys. And you guys always invite me. And I appreciate all the press and get a chance to promote my TV shows. And
but then you have parties and we don't hear from you at all.
No, I feel terrible.
Well,
man.
It seems like a one-way street.
And I do have
street.
Other white people there. That's fucked up.
Yeah, there's got to be.
That's really fucked up of me, man.
I mean, Larry David's at least half white.
That's a lot of whiteness.
And I bet you guys would come a little later. You wouldn't come that early.
Well, after this discussion. I know.
No, this is educational. Yeah.
So it's always always a great time, man. And how many times have I actually done Conan?
Oh, you mean
as a guest?
As a guest. I don't know.
A lot.
I might be up there.
Yeah. A lot.
You're getting up
we
there.
Should, yeah, we should.
Yeah.
I wonder who's been on the most.
I think for years it was like Mark Maron had been on before, and then it was Al Roker. Yeah. Probably
you might be in the mix.
You're up there. You're getting up there. You're getting up there. Pretty up there.
So so it's always been great, man. We got our, you know, our Curb stuff, and then you know, we do our amazing RV parties at the beach during the summertime.
What? Oh, what?
A lot of people didn't know. I'm the number one black RVer in the country.
Oh. So you're the only one. The RV lifestyle?
Yeah.
I'm the legend. I'm the RV legend. You hear me?
How long have you been into RVs?
Years. Fucking years I've been doing this shit. RV.
Not when you lived in New York.
I only go to. No, hell no. You can't be shit.
Step off.
You can't park that shit nowhere. What? You can't park that big ass thing nowhere.
So anyway, RVs.
So RV parties all summer. Oh my God, man. You're invited next time I have one.
Sure.
Come on down. You enjoy yourself.
Okay.
We have three grills going.
3 hours early.
Three grills. One vegan grill. And the rest is like meat grills.
Yeah, because that can't mix.
I'll work a grill.
It's called contamination. Cross-contamination.
Mm-hmm. You should collect RVs the way Seinfeld collects cars.
Like, you know how amazing that would be?
Yeah.
And I would rent them all out.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, man. And let people enjoy the lifestyle. You know what I would love to own one day? If there's anybody out there who has a lot of fucking money, I would love to open my own J.B. Smoove RV resort.
Oh.
You need money for that shit. You need a nice piece of land. You know, the RV resorts are amazing. Now, don't fuck around with those campsites.
That's
and RVers
nice.
Are the nicest. Nice. The nicest people in the world are RVers.
Oh, really?
Because most of my RV, they're like retired. They're retired.
Yes. They're nomads.
Or they're young people who just want to.
Right. The van life
they
people.
Get out. They want to get out and enjoy life.
Right.
And it's like you're rolling around basically in a New York apartment size damn truck. It's the most fascinating life.
Yeah.
And it's the open road and they got the big windshield and fucking it's driving. You know, I've been blessed to have a 30-year, amazing 30-year career of, you know, I always say, I told Howard Stern this shit. I say, look, man, I'm satisfied being a busy bee. That's what you want. A busy bee.
Yes.
You know why? Because the phone, you just keep working.
Yeah.
You know, my dad told me, you work to keep the lights on. Everything else is gravy.
Yeah.
God damn, that's extra. Put that shit in the other pocket.
I like that.
It's a good attitude.
Yeah. You always carry two wallets too.
Fucking wallets.
You put a dummy wallet in your back pocket. You put your real wallet in your front pocket.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Two great pieces of advice.
I feel like I've learned so much. Yep.
I've learned so much too.
If you want to go to another, level.
But JB, we have to get you out of here. Thank you so much.
No, I'm on the road
this
now.
This is.
I'm not going anywhere. Leave this shit on. Leave it on. Leave it on, goddammit.
You can leave it on.
Close the lights. Turn the lights off behind you when you're leaving.
Okay, well, thank you so much, JB.
This is great.
All right, that was JB Smoove.
It sure was. I love him.
He's like a tornado. Yeah.
He is. He's great.
So that's our show for this week. We do have a listener question.
Yeah.
This is kind of a fun one. It's from Mike H. And he says, hi, Jesse and Mike. Hi, Mike H. Do you have any standards and practices horror stories? Conan is on cable, so FCC restrictions are a little looser. This guy knows what he's talking about. Has there been anything that was considered too hot for TBS or NBC when you were there? Thanks for continuing to put out the podcast. Every standard story is a horror story because Jordan Schlansky is our liaison to standards and practices.
So it's really a double. Not only are you getting a no on something from the network, it's coming from Jordan Schlansky.
Yeah, who you assume hasn't even watched the thing that's in question. This is and the only thing that I know that he does on the show for sure is send emails that say no.
And then sometimes he'll say, I swear I've been arguing on your behalf, but before you even hear from me, I've, you know, exchanged 20 emails with them. And
yeah. And then at the bottom it says sent from my Vespa.
Yeah. Do you have a story?
Well, I just, the main thing that comes back to us a lot that I, well, at least that I've been on the receiving end of is being told to make penises look less fleshy.
Yes. That's a classic.
Like graphics. We had a thing with graphics where they made these 8-bit video game penises for
a
remote. Yeah. Where Conan was talking to a sex therapist over Zoom.
Right.
We really had to go back and forth a bunch of times because the pink, that like hot pink was too realistic according to standards. So we ended up, they became purple, which, you know, I think also for some people might be realistic.
Isn't that, does that mean engorgement? I would think that's worse. Pubic hair is also a big issue. That's a whole nother, like when you're pixelating. Sometimes you have to big pixels, smaller pixels.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It can't be too, you can't be too clear on the individual hairs or
You know, anyone out there, you know, loading up some penis stuff that you have to pixelate, I would say go for the clean shaven look would be my advice. And you'll avoid one hurdle right there.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That's great advice.
The case I always remember was back in New York, our standards person, we get in fights with her a lot. And one of my favorite ones was we had a sketch. I think it was called basically like Great Astronomers Being Assholes. And it was Galileo and Copernicus and Newton, who's technically, you know, a physicist.
Yeah, so withhold your letters, folks.
Exactly. So they were all swearing at nice people who came up and asked for an autograph. So the stands person left this scathing message about, you know, first of all, we cannot have Galileo call someone an asshole. And we certainly can't have Capnicious say, God damn.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's pretty great. Thank you, Mike H., for that question.
And if any other fans have burning questions for us, you can email us at insideconanpod@gmail.com. Or you could leave us a voicemail.
323-209-5303.
We like you. Inside Conan, an important Hollywood podcast, is hosted by Mike Sweeney and me, Jesse Gaskell.
Produced by Jen Samples.
Engineered and mixed by Will Becton.
Supervising producers are Kevin Bartelt and Aaron Blayart.
Executive produced by Adam Sachs and Jeff Ross at Team Coco.
And Colin Anderson and Chris Bannon at Earwolf.
Thanks to Jimmy Vivino for our theme music and interstitials.
You can rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts.
And of course, please subscribe and tell a friend to listen to Inside Conan on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or whatever platform you like best.